On today's show, even as gas prices went up, passenger car sales continue to crater. Skoda, of all companies, introduces an armored vehicle, and Domino's uses the power of pizza to repair America's potholes. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the global automotive industry. General Motors, along with its Chinese joint venture partners SAIC and Wuling, just introduced the new Baojun E100 electric car. The tiny EV only seats two people and has a very similar appearance to a smart car. Its range has been increased nearly 30% to 200 kilometers, or 124 miles, and it has a top speed of 100 kilometers per hour, or about 62 miles per hour. There are two different versions, with one priced at $7,200 and the other at $9,300, including government subsidies. And it is these kinds of cars that are propelling sales of electrics in China. And for $158,000, Skoda will give you a station wagon fit for a war zone. That kind of money will get you a Skoda Superb Estate with armored plating to protect you from a rain of bullets or the wrath of bombs. The shielded Skoda, which was developed by a team in the UK, includes bulletproof glass, high-strength steel, suspension and brake upgrades, along with run-flat tires. For armor enthusiasts, this three-year-long Skoda project conforms to the PAS 300 standard for blast and bullet protection. Though this miniature tank may sound like a big, tough military vehicle, you'd be hard-pressed to figure that out just by looking at it. Will rising gasoline prices hurt sales of trucks? So far, it hasn't happened. Even though gas prices shot up in May in the U.S. market, passenger car sales fell 10% as consumers continue to switch to crossovers, SUVs, and pickups. In fact, sales of the most fuel-efficient small cars are down the most, nearly 18%. But size doesn't matter. Midsize, full-size, and luxury cars are all down. In fact, they're now falling by 50,000 to 60,000 units a month. And by the way, the drop in passenger car sales is a global phenomenon. This chart from FCA shows that car sales are falling in North America, South America, Europe, and Asia. In 2002, passenger cars accounted for 70% of all vehicles sold. By 2022, that will drop to only 48%. And still to come, Domino's launches a campaign to fix America's potholes.
Auto Line Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
You know, here at Autoline, we'd like to keep you up to speed on some of the latest manufacturing developments. And here's an innovation that caught our eye. You know, automakers are turning to advanced high-strength steels to cut weight and improve safety. But these steels can be so strong, they need new manufacturing techniques. Machine company Utica International just came up with a process called thermal integrated clinching to replace spot welds. It attaches a unit to an existing robot and uses a laser to heat the material before it's clamped together. As you can see in this chart, the shear strength is not as good as a spot weld, but the cross-tension strength, which is an indication of good crashworthiness, mostly outperforms spot welds, especially when it comes to the harder and thicker high-strength steels. And the same idea can be applied to other areas as well. Instead of cutting holes for bolts or nuts, they heat the steel so a self-piercing nut can be used. Domino's is repairing potholes, and it's all for the love of pizza. The company says it cares too much about its customers to let their pizza get roughed up by potholes. So it set up a website, www.pavingforpizza.com, where customers fed up with potholes ruining their delivery can enter in their zip code for a chance to have their own town's potholes fixed. Domino's has already paved roads from California to Delaware in its Paving for Pizza campaign. But what does it say about us when it takes a pizza company to fix our roads? Is a 50-mile range large enough for an electric delivery van? One company says it sure is. We'll tell you why right after this.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
An electric delivery van that only gets about 50 miles of range would seem to be completely inadequate for the job, but it's quite the opposite. That kind of range is perfect for certain applications. Tim Reeser, the CEO of Lightning Systems, which is converting Ford Transit vans into EVs, was on Autoline After Hours last week. In the following clip, he explains why a 50-mile range can be more than adequate.
The typical, if you look at for example, PepsiCo's average drive cycle is 37 miles. So if you think about a delivery truck and how many miles they actually run, many of them, depending on how deep the urban environment is, it's not that many miles. They might be gone all day, but they're going in and out of locations. They're driving in deep urban environments. You can imagine a delivery truck in Manhattan, some of them only drive 12, 15 miles a day. So because that's all you can get done in that kind of traffic. Same thing in London. So there's a lot of, as much as it sounds ridiculous that somebody could use a 50-mile range product, in this application, in delivery trucks, it can have a real application. But then exactly to your point, if you step back and say, what if I could charge that vehicle in 30 minutes? Maybe somebody like San Diego Airport Parking, who does a six-mile trip over and over, stops long enough for lunch, gets a full charge once a day again at dinner time, once again a day at a break time, and they, in fact, can keep going for 200 miles a day, even though it's a 50-mile product, because of DC fast charge. So we support 50-kilowatt DC fast charge in the Transit in some of our bigger vehicles now, 100-kilowatt DC fast charge.
Say, have you heard of graphene? It's an amazing material, and on Autoline After Hours this coming Thursday, we'll have a company called Thermavance explaining how it uses graphene for automotive applications. That's it for today. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.